The Idaho Shakespeare Festival is preparing for another summer under the stars, its 41st season. This year's lineup includes Wait Until Dark, A Midsummer's Night Dream, a musical adaptation of The Hunchback of Notre Dame, The Hound of the Baskervilles, and a rather unique twist on Hamlet. Weekend Edition's George Prentice talks with the festival's producing artistic director Charles Fee about how he builds a season and his unique casting decision for Hamlet.
To be or not to be, that is the question.
Indeed, the Prince of Denmark, Hamlet, posing the ultimate question of the ages, which in turn reminds us that the Idaho Shakespeare Festival is preparing to thrill, challenge, and dazzle us. One more season, its 41st, beginning next weekend. Wait Until Dark, A Midsummer Night's Dream, The Hound of the Baskervilles, a musical adaptation of The Hunchback of Notre Dame, and Hamlet all cycle in and out of the amphitheater, and the man who brings much of that magic to life is producing artistic director Charlie Fee. And for our purposes this morning, we're lucky enough that he can sit still long enough to talk a little bit about the upcoming season.
Hi, George. It's so good to be here. Thanks.
So let's talk about building a season.
Right. Well, you know, building a season is a little bit like building a really good dinner party. And so in that sense, you're looking for a whole variety of tastes and flavors and, you know, moving from your aperitif and your appetizers into the main course and on to dessert. And in a way, I do think of building the season in that kind of structure. I think that one of my objectives is if I can entice you into the theater that you may have been resisting, because let's say, for instance, you think, well, Shakespeare, boy, those plays are long and complex, and I don't really, you know, I never really read them, and I'm afraid that I won't enjoy it. Then, of course, what we hear is, oh, you know what? Someone dragged me to one of those Shakespeare plays, and it turned out it was incredibly engaging. I understood everything about it. You must have changed the text a lot, which, of course, we really don't. It's just that Shakespeare isn't nearly as daunting as I think many audience members think that it will be or are afraid that it will be. So if I entice you into the theater to see a musical or to see a murder mystery or to see a populist, you know, play, let's say, you might say, well, going out to that Shakespeare festival and sitting in that beautiful amphitheater on the river was so much fun. And I saw so many people I knew, and we had a great dinner, and it was just a blast. Let's try it again, and all right, let's try one of the, you know, one of the more complex classic plays. So that's part of my objective as well.
So Hamlet is indeed complex. It's doubly exciting, quite literally, because of some casting news.
It's dramatic for us. I have cast two actors to play Hamlet on alternating performance nights. So one night, John Dyroot, who's been in our company for 3 years, will play Hamlet. And the next night, Laura Berg will play Hamlet. Now, of course, the most sort of surprising notion is that it will include a man playing one night and a woman playing another night. I have to say, I didn't go into this production with this idea. I didn't think of casting more than one actor, and I didn't think that I would cast a woman in the role.
But you need to appreciate that this could well be the talk of the town.
Well, I do appreciate
and will generate a fair amount of conversation.
And I hope that it does, and I think that it will. John's performance is just gorgeous. And John is playing him as you would expect from John. He's 6'3". He's in tremendous shape. I mean, he is sort of a more in the line of the kind of warrior that his father was, right? That King Hamlet was, even though Hamlet is a university intellectual. Laura leans much more into the intellect in that way. And strangely, you'll find that the emotional qualities may not be exactly what you might, you know, your prejudice might lead you to believe about these two actors and their performances. Which one is more emotionally sort of overwhelmed by this role, right? And which one is more cool-headed, more intellectual, more thoughtful in that sense? So it's turned out to be a tremendous experience for me, for the actors, for the entire ensemble, because it changed the temperature in the room completely about how you work on Hamlet and for our audiences.
You know this as well as anyone. A summer festival invites audiences, it embraces audiences, and quite often, this might be the first Hamlet that a young man or young woman will see.
Yes, yes.
And I'm thinking in particular about that young woman, that girl in the audience who sees this Hamlet for the first time, and it will be Laura.
It's an important point. The number of women that wrote to me, and often it was mothers who had brought their daughters to see the play.
Wow.
They would have brought them to see the play regardless. But they suddenly wrote to me and said, I know that this isn't really germane to why you cast this, but I suddenly felt that for me and for my daughter, the experience was very different, much more personal, much more accessible for us. But George, by the same token, I got that exact same letter from season ticket holders who've been with us for 30 years and men who wrote to say, I saw Laura and she was just spectacular. So, and both performances are beautiful.
Congratulations. I will leave you with my own line from Hamlet.
Yes.
And that is, beggar that I am, I am even poor in thanks.
Yes. But I thank you. Right?
Thank you.
It's a great, great line.
Wait Until Dark opens next weekend. Hamlet opens the first weekend of June. Four more productions follow and continue through the summer at Idaho Shakespeare Festival. I'm George Prentice, and this is Weekend Edition here on KBSX 91.5.
You can learn more about the festival and check out this season's calendar at idahoshakespeare.org.